Brixton Academy.
Yeah.
How does it feel?
Amazing. I still can't believe it, actually. It's kind of weird. Just kind of like walking around the venue like, oh my God, I'm at Brixton Academy.
Like, when I went out to the stage in, it was actually insane. The fact that it's like 5,000 people as well. Do you like get nervous before it or?
No, I mean, obviously, like, good adrenaline, but you know, that just fires your performance. So it's so tonight there should be lots of fire there.
How does it compare to the rest of them? Because obviously you've been supporting Jack Bug.
Yeah.
So how's the tour been altogether?
Yeah, it's been great, and all the venues have been amazing, and there's been big crowds at each of them really. So it's just amazing to get in front of that many people, play to that many people. Yeah, it's been good.
Has this been the biggest tour that you've done?
Yeah. It's probably the biggest tour I've done in every kind of respect, really. Like supporting someone like Jake, these kind of venues, like 3 weeks on the road. So, yeah.
Let's rewind back to the start then. How did the musical journey begin?
I picked up the guitar when I was 14.
I feel like that's quite late in terms of... Because some people say, oh yeah, I picked up when I was like 4 and all this, but it seems quite late.
Yeah. Well, I think like, because my mum brought me up with so much music around the house. She's always playing like records, like Aretha Franklin or whatever. So I think it was like the seed was planted early. It just took me a while to actually go to a guitar and pick it up. But as soon as I did pick it up, it was like, there was nothing else I wanted to do. Yeah.
How long did it take between picking up for the first time and then like your first gig then? Or like the first song that you write? Do you remember it?
Yeah, it didn't take that long actually. It was probably like, I started writing pretty much as soon as I picked up the guitar. Like that week for sure. And then a gig.
That's
like,
so quick.
Yeah.
I play guitar when I was younger a lot. I tried to do it and then I just gave up. But like, I'd never even thought about writing a song. Yeah. I didn't even know what I was doing.
My brother did that. It was an easy thing to do, but I think you've got to have the passion for it, which I just kind of had that immediately, really. So, and then kind of like songwriting just came as a way to express myself. I wasn't like, oh, I want to make a record or anything. It was just a 14-year-old expressing myself, really. But then, you know, I kind of figured that I could make a career of it and do it every day. So
after like the first few months doing it, did you expect the like roll on a bit of time and you'd be sitting in your Brixton Academy backstage?
No.
Like, what was the dream like together?
To play Brixton was definitely one of them. Like, I remember when I was in year 9 and I used to like buy Enemy with my dinner money every week, and I used to see the Enemy Awards and obviously like loads of bands that like reviewed at Brixton Academy, and I was like, oh, I'd love to play at Brixton Academy. So this is definitely one of the dreams. Yeah.
Do you remember the first gig then?
Yeah.
Where was it? How many people? Did it go well?
It was like, I don't know, like 30 people. It was in like an old man's pub in Mansfield called the Railway Inn, which I still love that place. But yeah, I used to go there like every Thursday, play, like fail my exams because I was up too late.
Not that it matters now, to be fair. Like, so irrelevant now. So let's talk about the single. Company of Peace came out not too long ago, really.
Yeah.
What inspired it? What's it about?
Well, it's, it's quite a direct, defiant, empowering song, really. It's like... It definitely points the finger at somebody specific. But it's also quite general, and I think like we've all like, and even if you know, you don't even just have to be a female, like we've all kind of been through and surrounded by people that have like mugged us off and like stabbed us in the back or whatever. So it's like the Company of Thieves, the general aspect of it, but it's also very like personal as well.
I feel like it's quite cool that you're supporting Jake, because he's quite similar in that sense, if you know what I mean, like the songs that he writes quite deep. Is that the sort of vibe you're going for?
Yeah, I think just authenticness, really. I think, like, I couldn't sing a song that just, I couldn't relate to. Even if I was to cover a song, I couldn't sing it if it just didn't mean anything to me, really, so.
So the video for that is quite interesting, isn't it? I think it's quite a cool video. Was it fun to shoot?
Yeah, it was great fun. It was, like, my first experience of a video, but I, like, really enjoyed it way too much.
I feel like, because obviously you've got to put quite a serious face on that. Do you find it hard? Because if I done it, I feel like you'd just be acting. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You'd turn into an actor for a day to do the video.
Yeah.
I'd find it so hard to do it that long.
Yeah, you kind of have to, because I do quite laugh quite a lot, but at the same time, I was singing the song, which I think that came through anyway, in terms of like my expression, I think.
Let's talk about an album.
Yeah.
Is one due?
Yes, I'm going back out to Virginia in January to finish it. So next year it should be out next year.
That's quite cool. So you're on tonight. What time are you on tonight?
I think it's 7:45.
You've got about 2 hours. Yeah. What happens between now and then?
Oh, it's my worst bit. I hate this bit. Like that last hour is just like you just think just like thinking about way too many things. But like I'll probably get some food. Have a whiskey, just kind of try and chill out, I think.
Do you drink before a show?
Yeah.
You ever done a show drunk?
Yes, and I learnt from it, so I've never done it again.
Is it awful? What happened?
It was awful. My brother was in the crowd, and I was just like I was just laughing my head off at him, really. It was hard to sing even, and I just remember thinking I sounded great, but it was really shit.
What happens after a show? Do you like go out, or do you try and save yourself? For like the next day.
I do try and save myself because obviously you have to like, if I went out I'd smoke and I'd drink and I'd talk really loud and the next day I'd like have a really bad voice, so I do try and look after my voice, but at the same time there's always room for a few drinks after. So yeah.
Okay, finally, so other than trying to make an album, what else does the year hold?
The rest of this year we've got so we do this tour and then we go on tour with the Blossoms in November and December, I think.
Cool. Cheers for talking on Smoke Radio.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Thanks. Thank you.